Usually the definition of news is when something changes, but in India today, the news is that something didn't. India has the same prime minister. Manmohan Singh is being sworn in for a second term. His Congress party won its biggest election victory in many years and delivered a little bit of political stability to a country that doesn't often have much. India's new ruling coalition will be stronger than the last, but it's also under greater pressure to deliver for one of the world's rising powers. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
No one expected Manmohan Singh to do so well. Everyone saw him as a quiet and brilliant economist, with little aptitude for India's rough-and-tumble politics. His critics portrayed him as a puppet manipulated by Sonia Gandhi, the matriarch from the dynasty behind the Congress party. But, says political analyst Professor Ashish Nandi, everyone got it wrong.
Everybody underestimated the Prime Minister. He was considered weak. He was considered to be a person that totally under control of Sonia Gandhi and the Congress bigwigs, a person who did not have an independent political base.
Nandi says Singh made a good impression on the people who really matter, India's 400 million voters.
The Indian electorate preferred him because he was low-key, he seemed decent, he was an educated man who was known for his scholarship and yet kept his voice and rhetoric at a low level.
Today, the 76-year-old Singh's being sworn in for another term at the helm of India, a rising global power. He's only the second prime minister in the nation's history to lead his party to an election triumph after serving a full five-year term. The first was Jawaharlal Nehru, a founding father of independent India. Rahul Gandhi, Sonia's son, is Nehru's great-grandson. He also played a big role in the election victory. The world's watching to see what role he'll have in the new government. India's elections were universally expected to produce a fragile coalition that probably wouldn't last long. In fact, it's left Singh's Congress party and its allies only 10 seats short of an outright majority. In the last few days, they've recruited enough supporters to take them comfortably over the line. Singh will now hope to avoid scenes like this.
You are behaving abominably, in a disgusting manner. You have to go out of the house.
This was India's parliament in full throttle during his first term. The row was over the new strategic relationship between India and the United States, founded on a nuclear transfer agreement. The deal met fierce opposition from India's communists, on whom Singh's government at the time depended. Writer and commentator John Elliott has been covering India for nearly 20 years.
The communists were just basically against it, primarily because for anti-America reasons. If it hadn't been for the communists, that would have gone through much earlier than it did, and it would have been implemented. It would have gone through more stages of implementation.
Investors in the markets are enthusiastic about Singh's re-election. On the first day of trading after the election results, India's stock exchange rose so sharply it triggered circuit breakers. Investors recall Singh as the man who, as finance minister, led the liberalisation of India's economy in the early 1990s. But Singh also supports big social welfare programmes aimed at lifting up India's multitude of poor. Elliott says Singh now has a lot on his hands.
The main thing is to improve the education system, to improve the health services, to improve various aspects of the environment and infrastructure. Then on top of that, more conventional reforms like opening up the financial sector more, improving telecoms, liberalising foreign investment.
Washington will be watching India's new government closely. Analysts say the new partnership will remain intact, but they expect some glitches. India's particularly nervous about US relations with Pakistan. Rabinder Sachdev of the Alliance for US-India Business expects differences in other areas, including trade and climate change, but he adds,
there may be some ups and downs, but I think the expectation is that as mature partners, the two countries will sit down and keep moving forward.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.